これからリスニングテストを始めます。それではリスニングテストのページを開いてください。このテストには2つのパートがあります。パート1ではカンバセーション、パート2ではモノログが流れてきます。では、パート1の説明をいたします。パート1には問い35から問い58までの問題があります。それぞれの会話に対して1つまたは2つの質問が流れます。会話と質問を聞き、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。会話を聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Listening Comprehension Part 1 Conversations Short Conversations Conversation 35
Hey, did you finish the history assignment for tomorrow?
No, I'm still working on it. It's pretty difficult.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it too. Maybe we can compare our class notes and help each other out?
Sounds good. Let's meet up in the library after lunch.
Question 35. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 36.
Hi.I would like to get a ride to the station. How much would that be?
That would be $20. It will take about 15 minutes, so please put on your seatbelt for your safety.
Thank you. By the way, do you have any recommendations for sightseeing while I am in town?
Sure. I sometimes enjoy the walking trails, and I also recommend the nearby tea cafes.
Question 36.Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 37.
Guess what?I just recently found a hidden waterfall near our town.
No way. Where is it? I've lived here my whole life and I haven't seen it before.
It's hidden away deep in the forest. I accidentally found it along a very tiny trail. We should go explore it together.
Absolutely. I'll plan a weekend trip for us and we can have an adventure.
Question 37. Which one of the statements is correct?Conversation 38.
Hey, have you seen my car keys? I can't find them anywhere.
Again? Did you check on the kitchen counter? That's where you usually leave them.
I did, but they're not there. Did you use them last?
No, I didn't. Remember, you drove to the grocery store this morning?
Oh, that's right. Well, can you help me look for them?
Sure.
Question 38.Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 39.
When did you get that suit? That color really looks good on you.
Last week. I was thinking about getting a dark brown one instead, but I really like dark gray, so I got this one.
I have a suit that's the same color. I plan to wear it for my job interview next week.
You will? Good luck!
Question 39. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 40.
Do you like watching sports? A friend gave me free tickets to watch sumo.
I am a huge sumo wrestling fan. I tried to go to every Tokyo tournament.
These are for the last day. I think they were hard to get.
I'm sure they were. I would love to take them if you don't mind.
Question 40. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 41.
Hey, do we have any plans on Saturday afternoon?
We were going to take the children to the zoo, remember?
Ah, that's right. Do you mind if we bring Charlotte along?
Our neighbor's daughter? Sure, I guess. Why do you ask?
Her mother stopped by and asked if we could watch her that afternoon.
Question 41. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 42.
Mom, come here, quick! I think there's a monster in the closet.
What are you talking about? A monster in the closet? Probably not, dear.
But when I opened it to get my pajamas, I saw glowing eyes staring back at me.
I'll go look and see what's going on. Oh, it's just our cat, Mocha. Nothing to worry about.
Oh, Mocha. You scared me. Don't hide in the closet anymore.
Question 42. Which one of the statements is correct?
Conversation 43.
I didn't know you were an artist.
Oh, you like my painting?
I love pandas. Did you get the idea when you visited Ueno Zoo in Tokyo?
This isn't a panda. It's my pet cat. But I guess she looks like a panda.
Question 43. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Conversation 44.
I want to visit Denmark someday.
Do you? What for?
I heard Denmark is one of the happiest countries in the world, with friendly people and lots of beautiful small towns.
I know what you mean. I saw it on TV the other day, and it looked beautiful and exciting.
Question 44. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 45.
Is this seat taken?
No, go ahead.
It's so crowded here. Are there always this many people in this food court?
I'm not sure. This is my first time eating here, too.
Question 45. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 46.
Wasn't it your mother's birthday yesterday?
Yes, it was. How did you know?
I met your father at a bakery, and he told me.
Oh, right. He bought a cake, and I got flowers for her.
Question 46. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 47.
Okay, that's all for today. Please read the next two chapters before the next class.
Professor Turner, may I talk to you after class? I have a few questions about Chapter 3.
Sure, Amy, but could you wait for half an hour? I have an appointment with another student.
Yes, I will come to your office at 3:15 then. Thank you.
Question 47. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 48.
Did you finish preparing for your presentation?
Almost, but I want to include more information about the modern culture of Vietnam.
Lisa may be a good person to talk to. She has some friends in Vietnam and has visited the country quite a few times. Why don't you ask her if she can help you?
Thanks, I will. I've been reading a lot on the internet, but can't figure out which information can be trusted.
Question 48. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 49.
Do you have your own computer?
No, I don't. Whenever I need one, I ask my older brother to let me use his. But I'll definitely need to buy one before university classes start in a month.
Do you know which one to buy? If not, I could come with you to give some advice when you go shopping.
That would be great. Thanks.
Question 49. Which one of the statements is correct? Conversation 50.
I took a one-day bus trip to Chiba with my friends yesterday for strawberry picking. It was my first time to pick fresh strawberries. Have you ever tried that?
No, I'm afraid not. What do you do with the fruit you pick?
You can eat it there, and if you want, you can also take it home. In fact, many people, including myself, took it home.
It must have smelled really nice inside the bus on your way back then.
Question 50. Which one of the statements is correct?
Long conversations. Long conversation 1.
I heard you went to Kamakura yesterday.
Yes, it was fantastic. I was with my friends from California.
What did you like the most about it?
The best part about the trip was going to see the Great Buddha.
I've never seen the Great Buddha. I heard it is one of the tallest Buddha statues in Japan.
Yes, that's right. Did you know that it was built in the 13th century and that it took about 10 years to complete?
I had no idea. That's amazing.
I know. My friends couldn't stop talking about it.
Question 51. Which one of the statements is correct about the man? Question 52. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman? Long conversation 2.
Were you in class last week? I was absent with the flu.
Yes, I was. We learned a lot about World Heritage Sites. Professor Sato gave us a reading assignment about them, and we discussed them in class.
What did you learn from the reading?
Well, did you know that there are over 1,000 World Heritage Sites that can be found in over 160 countries?
That's amazing.
Also, there are 25 World Heritage Sites that can be found in Japan.
I have never been to any of them. Have you?
Well, of course, I've been to Mount Fuji, the symbol of Japan. I've also been to the National Museum of Western Art in Tokyo. But other than that, there are many that I've yet to see.
Question 53. What is this conversation mainly about? Question 54. Which one of the statements is correct?
Long conversation 3.
Have you heard from Kenji? It's been 6 months since he went to study abroad in the United States.
Yes, I talked to him last week. He's really enjoying college life in California.
How is he doing with his studies? Are his classes difficult?
He said his classes are quite big. He also told me that the courses are interesting and that his professors are friendly. However, he struggles with his homework because he has lots of reading and writing assignments to complete.
Oh, that sounds stressful.
Kenji did say that he is lucky to have a cousin who attends the same university.
At least there is someone there to help him. Does he ever get homesick?
When he first arrived in California, he did. But now, he says that he feels at home there.
Question 55. What is this conversation mainly about? Question 56. Which one of the statements is correct? Long conversation 4.
What company do you want to work for?
After I graduate from university?
Yes, 2 years from now.
I want to work for an airline.
Do you want to work at the airport or on the airplane?
Actually, I want to work at the airport, but maybe outside of Japan.
I read that airports in Asia will be the busiest in the world.
Yes, especially China, but it's not easy to get a job offer.
Question 57. What are the speakers mainly talking about? Question 58. Which one of the statements is correct about the woman?
それでは、リスニングテストのパート2を始めます。パート2では、3つのモノログが流れます。パート2には、問い59から問い64までの問題があります。それぞれのモノログに対して、2つの質問が流れます。メモを取りながら聞いて、正しいと思われるものの記号をマークしてください。すべて一度しか流れませんので、注意して聞いてください。それでは始めます。
Part 2 Monologues Monologue 1
Crocodiles and alligators are both large reptiles. While they share many similarities, like hunting the same kinds of animals for food, there are some differences between the two animals.One of the most obvious differences is their physical appearance. Alligators have wide, rounded noses, while crocodiles have longer, more pointed ones. Additionally, crocodiles are, on average, longer in size by about 1.5 meters. Another key difference is their home. Crocodiles tend to live in saltwater environments, while alligators prefer freshwater environments like rivers or lakes.There are also some differences in emotional behavior between the two species. Crocodiles are generally more aggressive, so they are more likely to attack humans if they feel threatened. Alligators, on the other hand, are much calmer and tend to avoid human contact. Overall, understanding the differences between alligators and crocodiles can help us better appreciate and protect these fascinating reptiles.
Question 59. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about alligators and crocodiles? Question 60. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about alligators? Monologue 2.
Nothing compares to the joy of coming home to a pet. The love of a pet can do more than keep you company. Pets may also reduce stress, improve heart health, and even help children with their emotional and social skills. Scientists are looking at what the potential physical and mental health benefits are for different animals, from fish to guinea pigs to dogs or cats. Interacting with animals has been shown to decrease stress.Other studies have found that animals can reduce loneliness, increase feelings of social support, and boost your mood. Is your goal to increase physical activity? Then you might benefit from owning a dog. You have to walk a dog several times a day, and you're going to increase physical activity. If your goal is reducing stress, sometimes watching fish swim can result in a feeling of calmness, so there's no one type that fits all.
Question 61. What is the monologue mainly about? Question 62. According to the monologue, What kind of activity can make you feel calm? Monologue 3. The role of public libraries in the United States has been changing. Instead of just being places for books, they have become community centers. For example, a public library in Boston has a place for serving alcoholic, book-themed drinks. A library in Maryland has a basketball court nearby. In the state of Delaware, the Lewes Public Library opened its new facility in 2016. The newer and larger building has permitted the library to hold more events. It has held events like discussions about books and current news, movie showings, poetry writing workshops, and Spanish language discussions. Another new public library in the state of Maryland, Wheaton Library, is attached to a community recreation center. The director of the library said the combined building has gotten new visitors. For example, teenagers who use the recreation center's basketball court step into the library to see what's going on. Overall, the director believes libraries can be very lively places and should be full of life. Question 63. What is this monologue mainly about? Question 64. According to the monologue, which one of the statements is correct about the Lewes Public Library?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記用具を置いて試験官の指示に従ってください。